CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Game is next. It's the Bucks and the Orlando Magic. Dave Kane has the call after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Shop Menards Christmas Decor Sale for big savings on everything to brighten your home for the holidays. Get great sale prices plus 11% off a great selection of trees, wreaths, lights, ornaments, yard decorations, and much more. A 100-count set of premium LED holiday lights is just $10.99 after rebate. Good through November 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details on Christmas decor, plus much more at huge savings.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
It is the finale of a three-game road trip for the Bucks, and we're getting set to take on the Magic for the first of four meetings between these teams this season. And tonight, well, the Bucks will try to make it 15 wins in a row over this Orlando team that has not beaten Milwaukee in 4 years going back to 2019. However, after years of foraging through the desert, the Magic feel like they are finally in a position to potentially turn the tables with an improved roster. Hello, everybody. This is Dave Kane welcoming you again into our play-by-play coverage of Bucks basketball. And for the Bucks, it's been a series of tight games over the last week. However, on Thursday night, they finally ran out of pixie dust in the closing minutes in a loss to Indiana. That was the exception in a season that has seen the Bucks make the majority of clutch plays early on. They didn't have Dame then. They will not have Damian Lillard tonight. We'll have more on that shortly, but first, a few words from our partners. Bucks basketball is presented, as always, by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go, Bucks. By Jockey, there's for nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart of the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, official cheese of the Bucks. By Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Potawatomi Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, reminding you, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Well, the Bucks were hoping they would have Damian Lillard back tonight, but that sore right calf, he warmed up and evidently did not feel good enough to go tonight, so he will sit again. Hopefully, they'll have him back for Monday's return game in Milwaukee when the Bucks play host to Chicago, but in the here and now, it is going to be another night without their number one clutch player. We'll talk more about that in a moment, but before we do, we're going to step aside, come back with your BMO starting lineups and your opening tip. That's on the other side of this timeout. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Online.
I stream you all day at work.
On the web.
98Q Country.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
For a big flavor at Empty Pockets, where all our food is roasted crispy, so it won't slow down your game. Wednesday to Saturday, save our Terry Doctor wings, 4 for $11, or half a chicken for the same. Call our 4 to 6 pieces at $15, complete with courtside fries and homemade coleslaw. Friday box out with a Friday Fish Fry Frenzy, 2 pieces for $10, 3 pieces for $12. Elevate with MVP Tiger Shrimp, available as a 6-piece game changer. At Empty Pockets, located on Old 13 Road in Butternut, Wisconsin, where taste meets it's the game.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a touchdown.
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Getting ready to get this thing underway here in a Veterans Day matchup between the Bucks and the Orlando Magic. Glad to have you with us here tonight as we come to you from Amway Center, the home of the Magic, opening in fall of 2010 here in downtown Orlando. And a good crowd expected here tonight between these two teams. Let's take a look at your starting lineups now, presented as always by BMO. BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And we do have a late change to the Orlando Magic starting lineup. We just mentioned Damian Lillard is out tonight. Well, his counterpart in Markel Fultz is also now listed as out. He will miss this game with right knee tendonitis, something that he's started to have to deal with this season. That's the opposite knee of the one that he injured and missed all that time for with after tearing that left ACL in the 2020-21 season and had come back from. But he will not start tonight, so that opens the door for Anthony Black. He is the rookie who has been getting plenty of burn, particularly of late. Black, last four games, better than 9 points a game. He's the rookie out of Arkansas, just 19 years old at 6 feet 7 inches, 198 pounds, was the number six overall draft pick of the Orlando Magic, as he will start at the point guard position, sharing the backcourt with Jalen Suggs in relative terms, a veteran in his third season. The 22-year-old out of Gonzaga will be making his ninth start in his mini games, averaging 11.5 points per game this season so far and shooting the ball at a clip of 33% as he comes off of a game that saw him put up 21 points, also had six steals against Atlanta. He's the only player in the league that has done that this season, 20-plus points and six-plus steals. Franz Wagner is their leading scorer, at least he was a season ago. This season, he's actually right behind Paolo Banchero. Actually, check that. He has been right behind Banchero the last year as well. But Wagner in his third season out of Michigan, averaging 17.9 points per game. That is second only to Paolo Banchero, who will start next to him, the 6'10", 250-pound second-year man out of Duke, as he comes in averaging 18 points a game. Last year, the rookie of the year in the NBA, averaged 20 points, 6.9 rebounds per game in his time on the floor, taking 98 out of the 100 first-place votes for Rookie of the Year a season ago. And rounding out the starting five for the Magic tonight, it is the 6'11", 250-pound 24-year-old out of Sarajevo, Georgia. He is coming into this contest, Goga Bitadze, averaging 6.2 points, 4.2 rebounds a game, making his fourth start in his many games. The head coach for the Magic, Jamal Mosley, a Milwaukee native in his third year at the helm of the Orlando Magic, replaced Steve Clifford after spending his prior 7 years as an assistant to Rick Carlisle in Dallas. Of course, we just saw Rick Carlisle two nights ago in Indiana, now the head coach of the Pacers. The Magic come in 4 wins and 4 losses against a 5-win, 3-loss Bucks team under Adrian Griffin this season. This is a Bucks team trying to bounce back, though, from that loss against the Pacers, a 126-124 loss on Thursday. And with those starters for Orlando, here are your starters for the Bucks:
Cameron Payne, Memphis 10, Murray State University, Racer Nation.
Malik Beasley, Atlanta, Georgia, D, Florida State University.
Chris Middleton, Charleston, South Carolina, Texas A&M.
Yan Antetokounmpo from Athens, Greece.
Brooke Lopez, Fresno, California, Stanford University.
It is the same starting five that the Bucks turned to two nights ago against the Pacers. They did not have Damian Lillard there. They will not have him tonight. He has had a terrific stat line against this Orlando team. He's one of six all-time. He's averaged 25-5 against the Magic through the years, and he will not get to play against them here tonight as he sits this one out, still resting that sore right calf. So Milwaukee will turn again, as you just heard, to campaign the ninth-year man out of Murray State in his first season with the Bucks, who has shot the ball well, but there's not really much in the way of backups behind him for ball handlers. So that is something we will watch tonight. The Bucks tonight will be wearing their classic edition white uniforms tonight. They've got the green numbers and lettering. It's Bucks spelled out across the front in green, and the green stripes up and down the sides of the uniforms. For the Orlando Magic, they're wearing a classic edition kit here tonight. Harkening back to the late 90s with this look, they've got the blue uniforms with the black, kind of black and grayish stripes going up and down the sides. White numbers, white lettering with Magic spelled out in white across the front of the uniforms. Our officiating crew tonight will be led by Ed Malloy in his 22nd season. He has officiated 11 NBA finals over the course of his time. He'll be working with J.P. DeRosa in his seventh year and Suyash Mehta in his fourth season as an NBA official. Those three will be calling the game tonight. Brook Lopez is at center court as he gets set to go opposite Bataze for the opening tip. He wins it back, and with that, the Bucks will score another $500 for Milwaukee's Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento, official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks going right to left to start this one off tonight. Giannis has it. He's left of the lane, goes laterally across the lane, kicks out right wing, catch and shoot three from Cam Payne, who tickles the twine. Right out of the gates as the Bucks knock down a Michelob Ultra 3. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Was just talking about Payne, 53% from beyond the arc coming into this one tonight in his first season as a Buck, and he gets off to the good start here. Here's Wagner passing the ball off. Now they work it out top to Banchero. He sends to the near side. Wagner's got it again there. Working on Middleton. Bumps into Middleton. Puts up a floater. No good. He was played nicely by Chris there defensively. Milwaukee goes the other way. Giannis in the open court. Attacks on Banchero and draws the first whistle of the night. A foul against the second-year man, Paolo Banchero. Turns 21 years old tomorrow. They have a youthful group, to be sure, here, this Orlando Magic team. You look at the roster. It's the third youngest in the NBA with an average age of 24 years and 180 days. By contrast, the Bucks are the second oldest roster, 28 years and 351 days. Giannis will step to the line, fresh off of the first ever 50-point game away from home for a Bucks player. It was 54 points on Thursday night to go with 12 rebounds. As he misses on the first of two free throws. He was terrific from the line in that game. 16 of 18 from the stripe, but he misses his first one here tonight. So it remains a 3-0 lead for Milwaukee as we sit just about 48 seconds into this one from the Amway Center. Classic Magic logo across the middle of the court, too, with those two silver stars across Magic spelled out with a star in the middle. This is in the middle of the court here. He misses on the second free throw. So Giannis too strong. And the Magic will get away unscathed. Here comes Orlando the other direction with it. Wagner's into the front court. Hands the basketball off to the near wing right. That's Jalen Suggs. He's picked up by Malik Beasley. Now to Banchero. Banchero bumps into his man, and he's going to nearly turn it over, and he will. It was passed to the corner, saved in bounds by Black, but tapped it to a Bucks player. That's Cam Payne, who comes away with it for Milwaukee. Into the front court now. Chris Middleton on the right wing around the Lopez screen. Puts up a contested shot on the right side. It was too strong. As he missed from 15, and Orlando goes the other way, still seeking their first points, trailing 3-0 in the opening minutes. Wagner with Middleton in tow. Lost the basketball. It's going to be picked up by Cam Payne, going the other way again for Milwaukee. Cam's been in the right place at the right time now twice already tonight as he directs the offense from the left wing. Comes to a stop, feeds to Giannis. Giannis is isolated on Banchero, backing his way in. Now backs it out on a pass to Payne. Back to Giannis. He puts up the jump hook in traffic. Can't hit as he leaves that one short. And it's Orlando the other direction with it. Banchero, nice behind-the-back dribble as he hands the ball off. And it was a drive and a foul called on Lopez, trying to slow down Jalen Suggs. So Brook Lopez is shaking his head, saying he got cleared out by Suggs, but he is going to be the guilty party on the first foul of the night for a Milwaukee Bucks player, and it sends Jalen Suggs to the line, where this season he has connected on 16 of his 20 free throw attempts. Suggs wears the white headband as he knocks down the first of two free throws, averaging again 11.5 points. A year ago, 9 points, 4 assists per game. He's not shot the ball particularly well from distance. He was just a season ago 27% from beyond the arc. This year a little better, though, 33% so far. It's early, but he's hit 11 of his 33 three-point attempts as he tries to better his line there. Misses on the second free throw here, however. So it's a 3-1 lead now for the Bucks. 2 minutes gone. We're in the opening quarter from Amway Center. A bounce pass to Middleton on the near wing left for Milwaukee. He dribbles, spins into the paint. Flicks the pass to the right side. Lopez launches from three, but misses strong. And this is an area we'll watch tonight for the Bucks, one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league in the first quarter this season. Orlando's got it the other direction. Jalen Suggs kisses the shot up and in off the window. The Bucks not only struggling to shoot the ball, they're also scoring the third fewest points in the NBA in the first quarter this season. In fact, they are shooting dead last from three-point range in the first quarter. Whatever it is, I don't know. The Bucks have been slow to get off the schneid. On the other end, it's a pass to Giannis, who turns around and flips up the jump hook and gets it to drop. Bucks back ahead by three. Going the other way, Suggs tries to drive through the defense and draws a whistle and a foul as he was going all the way up and down the court in transition. He'll have a chance at a couple free throws. It's an Orlando team that is 10th in pace this season and a group that scores a lot of points off of turnovers. That was not a turnover per se, but the Milwaukee has really struggled, though, in transition, both offensively and defensively this season. It's an area that they are really looking to try to clean up, as the first of a pair of free throws is good here for Suggs, who is right back at the line after going one of two a moment ago. He's got a chance to tie the game now, wearing that white headband, a long stare at the rim. There's the bounce of the ball as the second free throw rims over the front iron and good. So we are deadlocked at five. 9:10 to go now. We're in quarter number one. Here's Campaign on the other end. Hands the ball off to Lopez, gets it back on the near wing left. Now sends it across the court. A head fake from Middleton. He drives and dishes inside to Lopez. Good helper there to set up the big man for an easy layup. Back to a two-point advantage for Milwaukee now. Orlando on the other side, looking to set it up. Vaccaro on the near wing right, also wearing the white headband. He's being defended by Middleton. Has the ball pried free by Middleton, but a foul is going to be called, and another one going against the Bucks. This is three consecutive trips up and down the floor where the Bucks have committed a foul. Let's say this foul was on the floor, though. So the inbound pass coming from the near side. Suggs lofts it across the court to Anthony Black, the rookie being defended by Cam Payne. Sends out top. It's Bataze right back to Black. Black has an enviable head of hair. Let's just say that. Here's a shot that goes up and misses it well short on a floater. I don't know if it drew iron or not. Giannis came away with it. The Bucks go the other way. Leading 7-5. Here is Beasley with a jab step in. Now backs his way out. He moves to his right. Fires an off-balance three up, and that misses everything as well. Was not close. So it will go back over to the Magic, and it remains a 7-5 lead for Milwaukee. Middleton checks out. Crowder comes in to replace him about 3.5 minutes into this one. Chris Middleton, we continue to watch his minutes. Played 19 of them against the Indiana Pacers. Was out there in the late going of the fourth quarter. They're trying to stagger those minutes to give him a chance to be out there in closing time should they need him then. That was not the case early this season when he wouldn't even play in the fourth quarter. Here's another turnover. Vaccaro got tied up with two arms in his face, sent it right to the Bucks, and now Giannis goes through everybody but misses the layup. Goes tumbling down. One of the call. Didn't get it. Vaccaro goes the other way with it. Giannis early tonight, just 1 of 4. Here's a three-point try from Black in the near corner. That's off the mark. Vaccaro, though, crashes the boards and flips it right back up and in. This is a Magic team that is number 5 in the league in offensive rebound percentage, and that is going to elicit a timeout. So here we go. 7:54 to go. We are in the first quarter, deadlocked at 7 points apiece from Amway Center. When we come back, it'll be Bucks basketball. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents 11/30/2023.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs, we believe in better.
Seven tie here after roughly 4 minutes of basketball in Orlando, Florida. We welcome you back. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the box with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go box. We're also presented by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Milwaukee's got the basketball after the timeout. It is going to be Jay Crowder to inbound. He gets it to Cam Payne, starting in place of the injured Damian Lillard tonight. They are joined by Giannis and Lopez, along with Malik Beasley. Beasley sends down low to Lopez. Quick dish off to Giannis, who will lay it in up close. Great ball movement there. Point-to-point passing, and the Bucks go back ahead by two. Giannis' second field goal of the night on his fourth field goal attempt. Here comes Orlando the other way. Franz Wagner at the top of the circle. He's defended by Crowder. Passes the ball off to Bitadze. Bitadze is going to give it now to Vaccaro. Vaccaro lofts it up top, and there's a dunk on the other end of the alley-oop from Anthony Black. Bucks go the other direction. 9-9 tie, trading buckets now. Here comes Crowder at the top of the circle. Underhand tip pass over to Giannis. Giannis left free throw line extended, backing his way in. Sends out top to Payne. Payne right back to Giannis on the near wing. Now to Payne, a head fake, gets Black into the air, drives in on Black, tough shot, Cam Payne gets it to drop on the run with a hand in his face. Back ahead by two, 6:53 to go now in the first quarter. Orlando basketball left to right as we see it on the floor right now. It's Vaccaro, a jab step in, he stumbles for a moment, hands the ball off to Ron Wagner. Wagner's shot was rejected, but it was on its way down, they'll say. Goaltending as Lopez was a hair late getting in the way of that one. Former Buck getting set to come in. That would be Joe Ingles. He's the old man on this roster, and I mean old for this group. As Ingles signed a free agent deal in the offseason at 36 years old, the next closest player in age to him on this Magic team is 7 years younger. How about that? Giannis drives inside into a crowd, hands the ball off late to Lopez. Lopez bobbled for a moment, now passes out to the right wing to Beasley. Beasley with seven to shoot, has it right of the lane, sends it to Lopez. Lopez trying to clear some space, puts up a floater, can't hit. Rebound pulled in by Bitadze. We'll give it now going the other direction to Vaccaro. Vaccaro with Giannis in tow, lost the basketball. Giannis thought he got it cleanly, but they'll say he got a piece of the arm evidently, and that'll be his first. So for the Bucks, that's going to be team foul number four. And Giannis will check out of the game. In comes Bobby Portis. So Milwaukee is trying to get a stop here to prevent Orlando from getting their first lead of the night. Goga Bitadze has it on the right wing. It's been close throughout. Joe Ingles is in the game now. The crafty veteran puts up a fading shot. That misses front iron. His shooting percentage has not been particularly good in his early going with the Magic. We'll get more into that late shortly. Here's the shot on the way on a runner from Malik Beasley. That misses too strong. The Bucks here in this first quarter have gone 5 of 12 from the floor to begin this game. Vaccaro on the other side. Back pedals. He's got Lopez coming out, or I should say Portis coming out of him. Gets in the way of the three-pointer. That misses. An outlet pass way up the floor from Crowder. Got up to Portis, and then Portis handed it off to Cam Payne, who laid it in. It was deflected on its way to Portis, but it was a long bounce pass from Crowder trying to thread that needle, and it pays dividends. The Bucks go back ahead by two now. Vaccaro catches it. He drives the left side of the lane and puts the shot up and in off the window. Paolo Vaccaro now sitting with 4 points on 2 of 3 from the floor. Milwaukee and Orlando deadlocked at 13. Here's Campaign the other way. stops inside the free throw line, pops, and puts up another nice-looking teardrop. So how about Campaign to start this game? He's got 9 points to lead all scorers and a perfect 4 of 4 to begin his night. Orlando the other way. It's a pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Jalen Suggs too strong, and Beasley lassos in the rebound. He's going the other way now for Milwaukee. He's at the top of the arc. Dribbles between his legs. Passes to the right wing. Long three, and Brook Lopez finds the bottom of the net. A Michelob Ultra three for Brook, who now has 5 points on that jumper. Here comes Orlando the other way. Bucks with their largest lead now of 5. Banchero pulls up right of the lane. His jump shot is good. So Paolo Banchero is off to a good start as well. Milwaukee goes the other way. Lead back down to 3. Here's a turnaround jumper Portis could not hit. Rebound is taken away by Suggs for Orlando. They go the other way. Suggs lowers his head and starts the drive. He got fouled, but that's number 5 for the Bucks. So Orlando will be shooting free throws. They have been eliciting these whistles with regularity early tonight. So the Magic do get to the line with regularity. They are number 3 in the NBA in free throw attempt rate and number 4 in free throw attempts at large. You're better than 27 attempts per game. The Bucks are the number 1 free throw shooting team in the league in terms of rate. Number 12 in the way of percentage. But here is the free throw as Suggs has it rimming and out. So far early on, the Magic have gotten the better of the Bucks on that front. They've attempted 5 free throws tonight to just 2 for Milwaukee. That's an area we'll continue to watch here tonight. Cole Anthony just came into the game. He replaces the rookie, Anthony Black, sporting the long, flowing ponytail behind his head. Second free throw is good. The lead is down to 2. 18-16, Milwaukee with the 2-point edge. Campaign hands the ball off. New into the game, Marjon Beauchamp along with Pat Connaughton. Now Connaughton's going to drive down the right side of the lane. A bounce pass right wing over to Crowder. He sends to Portis. Portis between the rings around the free throw line. A head fake. Spins again. Turns around. Close the shot up. Couldn't get it to go. It was a couple nifty moves, but he couldn't finish on the jumper. Orlando the other direction with it. Anthony lobs it down low. Jonathan Isaac's in there. He's got the height advantage. Couldn't make the shot, though. However, the rebound is controlled by Isaac. However, he has it taken away. It was a pride free by Connaughton. Now Payne goes the other way for Milwaukee. Bucks get the stop. Here's a bounce pass left of the lane over to Crowder. We got a whistle and a foul, though. Crowder made the shot. It was well after that whistle had been blown. And it looks like the Magic are about to make another substitution as Mo Wagner's coming in. That's the big brother of Franz Wagner, the Wagner, as we affectionately refer to them. Connaughton will send it in. He's going to have Joe Ingles on him to try to defend. Giannis also just checked back in for the Bucks. He's the recipient of the inbound pass. Feeds it off to Beauchamp. Beauchamp back to Giannis. Giannis to the free throw line. Backing his way in on Isaac. Puts up a contested shot. That missed. Jonathan Isaac has great size out there, and he was right where he needed it to be to obstruct that shot from Giannis. On the other side of things, it's a bounce pass, but it's taken away. Giannis couldn't pick it up, though. Taken away now by Cole Anthony. Sends a dart down low as Isaac was underneath everyone, and he'll have an easy dunk. We are tied again. The Magic have scored 5 unanswered with 2:56 to play here in the first. Giannis the other direction for the Bucks. Takes it to the right wing. Over the shoulder pass is intercepted and taken by Isaac. Jonathan Isaac, long strides. His shot rejected by Giannis, who came down hard after hustling back, but he looks like he's okay. He landed on that left shoulder, it looked like, but good grief. Physical play early in this one. With 2:45 remaining, we sit 18-18. Timeout on the floor. We will take it with them. You're listening to Bucks Basketball here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jazz Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
I was running until I wasn't. My hospital stay would have cost nearly $48,000, even with insurance. But with VA, I'll pay zero. And VA is the best, most affordable healthcare in America for veterans like me. Knowing that my family is waiting at home and a surprise medical bill isn't, that's good for my heart. My service was then, my benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This is a friendly reminder that winter parking restrictions begin on November 1st. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation of this ordinance on or after November 1st. We hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. Please call the department if you have any questions.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
As we wonder why our kids are struggling, someone is getting bullied. As we discuss how to improve their mental health, someone is being harassed on social media. As we wonder why they're skipping school, someone is crying themselves to sleep. Knowing the signs is the best way to prevent bullying.
Please just leave me alone.
Learn the signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
Hey, it's Fitz, F-I-T with a Z, the host of the Country Top 40. Join me Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 98Q Country.
Hey, Bucks fans, tonight's cocktail of the game is presented by Casamigos. Visit bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe and all the season's Casamigos cocktail of the game recipes. Casamigos, proud to be an official spirit of the Milwaukee Bucks at Fiserv Forum. It is the Orlando Magic with the basketball to start things after that timeout. Still looking for their first lead of the night. Bucks come out of their first zone tonight. Here is a move in the paint as Anthony passes out to the left wing, and there's a three-pointer from that old familiar face, Joe Ingles, and the Magic have now stretched it to an 8-0 run as the Bucks without a score in the last nearly 2.5 minutes. Now we got a whistle and a foul going against Orlando away from the ball. That's going to be just the second team foul now for the Magic. So Bucks will have the basketball out of bounds as Joe Ingles is called for it. Ingles' three-pointer there was just his fifth of the season. He came in shooting just 24% from beyond the arc, only 23% overall. But, of course, when you know, he'd find that shooting touch against his old teammates. As Connaughton's got it on the right wing. Passes the ball to Beauchamp. He drives baseline, attacking underneath, and finds the opening for the easy kiss up close off the window and good. So that snaps the scoreless drought for Milwaukee that had gone closing in on 3 minutes before that bucket. Orlando's got it the other way now. Cole Anthony dribbles to his right with his hair flowing behind him, sends it back out top. Picked up by Isaac, gives it now to Ingles. Ingles lofts it back inside, but Isaac couldn't finish, and he gets the late whistle and the foul called. As he will go to the line. If it's on Giannis, it's his second. It is. So Jonathan Isaac will step to the free throw line. Giannis, a fairly quiet start to this one, which is the 4 points. He did 4 points in his sleep last night. Last time out, I should say. Maybe last night, too, for all I know. But in that last game, he was scoring with a barrage of different scoring moves. Now, this is a different team he's going against, undoubtedly. Here's the first free throw is good from Isaac, and Isaac is a good example of that. Jonathan Isaac, who has all the potential in the world, number 6 draft pick of this Magic team in 2017, but he's only played one full season in his now 5 years in the league, and that was after missing 51 games as a rookie. That was in his second year. He makes both free throws, and Orlando now leads by 3. Giannis, nice dish down low underneath to Portis, and Portis got fouled going up. See if they count this basket or if there's basket interference. He was going up for it, and I think that's the conversation here. He was fouled going up, and they're going to wave off the shot because of basket interference. I thought that might be the case. He had the ball dislodged and grabbed onto the rim before it went through. But Portis will get a chance at 2 free throws here. So, yeah, that's the right call. He grabbed onto the rim before the ball got into the cylinder. And that nullified the chance for a 3-point play. So he's fouled by Cole Anthony and Bobby to the line where he bounces the first free throw over the iron and good. Portis had gotten off to a rough start from the free throw line this season, but has since righted the ship as he's got his free throw shooting numbers back up above 70%, now 72 coming into tonight as the second free throw goes down as well. So Portis knocks down a pair, and the Bucks are back to within one, 23-22, Orlando with the basketball and the one-point edge. Franz Wagner has it on the drive, takes it inside on Portis, flips it up and in. Nice attacking move underneath for the German as he pulls his team ahead by three now, 25-22. Connaughton takes it with a head full of steam inside, got fouled late, and he almost had a chance at the three-point play. But instead, it'll be a foul against the Magic and a trip to the line for two shots for Pat. So Connaughton at the stripe for just his sixth and seventh free throw attempts of the season. As the ninth year man out of Notre Dame misses strong on the first of two. So Milwaukee has not necessarily helped itself at the free throw line tonight. Bobby Portis made a pair, but Milwaukee has now missed on three of their six attempts. Connaughton gets the second free throw to go, and it's a two-point game. Orlando on the other side of things with inside of a minute to go. It's Joe Ingles passing the ball to Mo Wagner. He sees Giannis in front of him, so he passes to the near side right. It's a drive underneath as Cole Anthony misses on the scoop shot, but the rebound goes right to Franz Wagner, who kisses it up and in. And that was Mo Wagner. Stand corrected. Giannis the other direction with it now. On the other end, finds the cutting Beauchamp. Beauchamp goes up with 2 feet again, and he'd get off that 1 foot, he'd be up there quicker, and he had the defense that got in his way, and he missed the dunk. On the other side, it's a defensive breakdown that leads to an easy layup for Mo Wagner. And all of a sudden, here in the late going, the Magic have their largest lead of the game at 29-23, inside of 22 seconds to go now. A 14-5 run for the Magic over the last 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Giannis sees the opening, drives in, lays it in with a left-hand finger roll as he blew right past Jonathan Isaac there. So that gets the Bucks back to within four. Now Orlando will play for a chance at the final shot. The game clock and shot clock was separated by about 4 seconds there for the Bucks. No such worries here as Cole Anthony goes inside. He loses the ball behind him, picked up by Portis with 3 seconds to go. Got to get it off. He fires to the corner. Three-pointer from Beauchamp is off the mark. It would have been close if it had gone in. Not sure if he got it off in time or not, but as it stands, it is a four-point hole for the Bucks after 12 minutes of basketball. 29-25, Magic out in front. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The holidays start here at Pick and Save with a variety of options to celebrate traditions old and new. You could do a classic herb-roasted turkey or spice it up and make turkey tacos. Serve up a go-to shrimp cocktail or use Simple Truth wild-caught shrimp for your first Cajun risotto. No matter how you shop, Pick and Save has all the freshest ingredients to embrace all your holiday traditions. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey, Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Bucks down by four as we have played one quarter of basketball here tonight from Amway Center. We're brought to you by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Also by Pick and Save, official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. Orlando with the basketball. It's a quick three-pointer from Franz Wagner that misses front iron. Milwaukee will have it. Starting the quarter off with Giannis driving quickly. He goes end-to-end and lays it in off the glass with a layup the other direction. So Giannis cuts that deficit down to two. All things said, the way first quarters have gone for the Bucks, it was not a bad one, even though they're trailing. Here's a three-pointer. Jonathan Isaac from the deep corner left buries it. And it's back to a five-point advantage for Orlando. The Bucks, though, in that first quarter shoot 44%. But the Magic won that battle to get into the free throw line more. Here's Connaughton at the free throw line on the other side. He's going to pull up, high arcing shot. That touches all net. Good looking shot from Pat from about 16 away. Back to a three-point game, 32-29. Here comes Cole Anthony driving. He takes it into the paint, sends it to the corner by Wagner. From one Wagner to another to Ingles, right back to Mo Wagner. He spins inside. Giannis stays with him nicely, but he's going to get called for a foul here. And yikes, that's three. So already playing without Damian Lillard, the Bucks will see if they're about to be playing without Giannis or if they leave him out. There was still 10:56 to go here in this second quarter, and now the Greek Freak is in some pretty serious foul trouble. And that's going to send Mo Wagner to the free throw line where, well, we'll just say it's been an adventure over the course of his career. His first free throw bounces over the front iron and good. That's the reverse curse right there, by the way. Mo Wagner, just a career 49% free throw shooter coming into the season. This season, though, he has been better. So you look at the numbers, he's actually gone 12 of 15 coming into this game, and maybe the big fella's found his touch. He knocks down both, and the second one looked pretty good. So they're going to leave Giannis out there right now, playing with those three fouls. Now check that. That's just his second foul. I stand corrected. I must have missed one at some point earlier that I thought was on Giannis, but that's just his second. So Giannis on the handoff now gives it to Andre Jackson, who's new in, the rookie. Tried to feed it to the corner, but it's deflected. And in the process, Portis couldn't get his hands out of the way. And it goes off the tip of his fingertips and out of bounds. So the turnover gives it back to Orlando. We mentioned the Magic, the number two team in the league in steals. They force a lot of turnovers, the fourth most of any team in the league. And there's one for the Bucks. Cole Anthony on the other end spins into a crowd, and speaking of turnovers, he's going to send it to the backcourt before it's retrieved by Jonathan Isaac, who gets it for the over and back. So Bucks will have the ball as they look to inbound. That opponent turnover percentage, though, for the Magic is number two in the league. They force 15.3% turnover rate on opponents' possessions. That's the second highest of any team in the league. Giannis now on the left of the lane. And we got a three-second call going against Orlando. Trying to defend Giannis there. And it looks like they'll send Marjon Beauchamp to the free throw line to shoot the free throw on the technical here with nearly 2 minutes gone in the second quarter of a 34-29 game. Free throw's good. We mentioned the Bucks playing Thursday night. There were only two games Thursday night. The Magic were part of the other one. That was way down in Mexico City where Orlando was in a dogfight with Atlanta. They lost 120 to 119 on a late three-pointer, and Giannis going to turn it over to get fouled. Let me say he got fouled as he was trying to drive along that baseline. So Jonathan Isaac is going to be saddled with what will be his second foul now, and the Bucks will have it out of bounds. Giannis to inbound, but again, it was DeJounte Murray who hit the late three for Atlanta with about 30 seconds left in a game that went back and forth to win it for the Hawks. Giannis corkscrews down the lane, but had a shot blocked by Isaac, who's played him nicely so far. Sends the outlet pass over to Franz Wagner, now across the court, up the court to Joe Ingles, and then he gave it to Mo Wagner, who had it knocked away, but it was last touched by Bobby Portis, so it stays with Orlando with 9:50 remaining here in the second quarter of a 34-30 game. Cole Anthony to inbound on the near side corner. Passes it in to Franz Wagner. Feeds to his brother, Mo Wagner. He funnels it to the corner. Deep corner three from Isaac, and he misses this time. Rebounded by Beauchamp. Isaac had hit his first three-pointer of the night. Couldn't get that one to go. Now Beauchamp bobbing and weaving. Feeds out left wing three from Bobby Portis. That's off the mark. Bobby has not had his three-point shot working this season. Just 2 of 16. 34-30, Orlando holding on to that four-point lead. It's Joe Ingles for the time being manning the point around the screen from Wagner. Now Mo Wagner takes the pass right back on the pick and roll and lays it in. Well, if there's one thing Joe Ingles can do, it is run the pick and roll. He is about as good as they come. And now an offensive foul. Bobby Portis got a little extra into that pick he was trying to set on Isaac. So it gives it back to the Magic, and Orlando leading by six, trying to extend the lead. Here comes Chris Middleton back now for the Bucks. He comes in for Pat Connaughton. So the lineup for Milwaukee now goes Beauchamp, Middleton, Giannis, along with Bobby Portis, and the rookie Andre Jackson getting some early burn tonight. Inbound pass coming from Joe Ingles. He's out there with Cole Anthony, Mo Wagner, Paolo Banchero back in along with Franz Wagner. Banchero sends Zach back out top to Anthony. Back to Banchero. Bucks coming out in that zone look defensively. They send out top. Mo Wagner fires up a three. He missed it, but ooh, that's a foul you can't have. Andre Jackson, I think, just fouled Mo Wagner on a three-point try. And that is know your personnel situation. Mo Wagner, not a huge three-point threat. He has hit 33% this season, right around his career average of 32. But still, not someone you certainly want to risk fouling on that kind of a shot. And now they're going to look at this thing and see if there's anything potentially there for elevating this to a flagrant foul. See if he was underneath him in his landing zone as they take a look at this in the monitor with 8:56 still remaining here in this second quarter, a game that the Bucks led early, but it has gone back and forth just once. We've seen seven ties, but the Magic, once they took the lead, have not relinquished it. Hey, Bucks fans, you can catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments, watch on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. And here's our ruling.
Review, the foul did not rise to the level of a flagrant foul. Wagner will shoot three free throws.
So three free throws on the way for Mo Wagner, as I was just giving him grief for his free throw shooting. He knocks down a pair, and so we'll see what he's got here with three of them coming up. Talked about the fact that throughout his career, it has certainly been an adventure at the line at 49%, but again, this season, he's hit on 14 of his 17 attempts. So the sixth-year pro will miss on the first of 3 years. He's played in Michigan, spent 3 years with the Wolverines, where he played in the 2018 national title game. Actually played with his brother there for a period of time. He took the number 21 away from his brother, Franz, when he re-signed on August the 21st here with the Orlando Magic of last season. Makes the second free throw. Or I should say in his fourth season now with the Magic, back when he came back. So here comes a third free throw on the way for Wagner. But before they do, they're going to clean up a wet spot on the court. Good crowd on hand to watch this one tonight here at Amway Center, where I'm told they've had two of their biggest crowds in franchise history. And this is all going on tonight with a football game going on down the road. UCF is playing as the third free throw is good. And also, for that matter, a big music festival, as I understand, going on. So Orlando representing tonight with the fans coming out here to watch the Magic in the Bucks. Orlando's got the 8-point lead, their largest lead of the game now. Giannis fades and fires, and he hits from left of the lane about 15 feet away. 38-32. Giannis now sitting with 10 points here in this opening half. He's 5 of 9 from the floor with a pair of rebounds and two assists. Here's a drive from Cole Anthony. He scoops it up. Can't get it to go, but he's going back to the line. So Orlando really getting to the line with a lot of frequency. That was one of the keys we talked about in this game. Who would win that battle between the free throw shooting teams, the Bucks and the Magic? Both teams have been to the line all season long. The Magic third in free throw rate. The Bucks second in opponent free throw rate. They have not fouled a whole lot, but tonight they have. The Bucks, though, the number one team in free throw shooting percentage. And it looks like we may have a challenge here. Is that what I just heard? Yeah, green light is flashing. So a challenge coming from Milwaukee here, challenging that personal foul call against Bobby Portis, who was assessed with his second. So they must have seen something they liked, of course, to do it here in the first half. You don't just do this lightly. Of course, if it is a foul that is reversed, you hold on to that challenge for later if you should need it. And I think they're going to win this one. Bobby Portis went straight up into the air and did not look like he touched him on that replay I just saw. But since when have I been right about these things? When you think you know, that's when you don't. But it did not look like there was much going on there from Bobby Portis getting called for that foul. We'll see if this is a quick level of adjudication here as the officials peek at this one. The Bucks 14-game win streak hanging in the balance tonight. It's their longest current streak and one away from being their second longest win streak against a team in franchise history. Here's our ruling from crew chief Ed Malloy.
A defender does not jump vertically. He jumps right to left, making illegal contact with a driving shot attempt. Two free throws. Unsuccessful challenge.
Wow. Well, just when I said, what do I know? They prove it, but boy, it did not look like much, that's for sure, but they say he was going right to left. I still didn't even see the contact. But they didn't address that part of it, so a double whammy for the Bucks. You're going to have to give up free throws and a foul on Portis, but now you are without the benefit of that challenge for the rest of this game. So Orlando's going to have a couple shots here. The Magic early in this game have hit 50% of their shots, but the bigger problem is they have been living at the free throw line. After this trip to the line for the guard, Cole Anthony, this is going to be doubling up on what the Bucks have been able to do getting to the line tonight. And again, this is the number one free throw shooting team in terms of volume in Milwaukee. However, they are playing without half of their production for all intents and purposes tonight, with Dame Lillard watching from the bench for a second consecutive time. The seven-time All-Star is the league's number three free throw attempt guy in the league. Giannis is number two, both of them over 10 free throw attempts per game, but no Damian Lillard tonight. And it doesn't answer the other part of the problem, though, which is how the Bucks have been unable to avoid sending Orlando to the line with as much regularity as they have so far tonight. So Cole Anthony steps to the free throw line here, 77%. He was 5 of 6 last time out in Mexico. He hits the first of two free throws. Just 7 points in that game, 5 of those 7 coming from the line from Anthony. That was a season low against the Hawks on Thursday night in Mexico City. He has a chance to get back to 8 here, and he will. He hits both free throws. So Bucks down 40-32 with 8:27 remaining. We sit here in the early going of the second quarter. Chris Middleton on the right wing for the Bucks. Dribbles behind his back a couple times. He's being played tightly by Mo Wagner. Crosses over on Wagner. A head fake. Now you're going to feed it inside to Lopez. Right back to Middleton, who sent a quick pass behind him to Beauchamp, who just dropped it. Another unforced turnovers. Those will kill you. Orlando's got the basketball. Milwaukee has now turned it over on 4 occasions. After that one gets away, Orlando's given it away 5 times, so the Bucks have been unable to score on any of those. Beauchamp trying to fight around a screen to stay with Mo Wagner and or stay with Franz Wagner, but pulled right into Mo Wagner, and there's a foul on Marjan. And that's one of the next levels of evolution for the rookie to work on, fighting through screens, or I should say the second-year man, Beauchamp. Big part of the defense. He's got all sorts of defensive potential, but got to learn how to fight around those screens. It's a work in progress. Here's a bounce pass inside to Mo Wagner. He couldn't get it, but gets his own rebound. He's going to kick it back out. Jalen Suggs, he knifes his way through the defense and finds the opening with an easy layup. So second chance points there for the Orlando Magic, who have now scored 9 points off of 5 offensive rebounds. Middleton driving the other side, left the shot short. Orlando goes quickly the other way. Franz Wagner throws on the brakes and drills a three-pointer from the left wing. It's an 11-2 run now for the Magic. And the lead continues to swell. 16-5 run for the Magic over the last 4:07 tonight. And we're going to have another turnover against the Bucks. This time Campaign on the carry. So all these unforced turnovers are certainly not helping the cause. We talked about the importance of turnovers here tonight. Talked about that with Vin Baker coming into this game, who was looking at this thing. You look at the numbers, you didn't have to look far to know that that has been a key to the Orlando Magic success or downfall at times as well. Inbound pass goes to Anthony Black. He's got it now at the top of the arc. Bucks in his zone. Mo Wagner on the near wing right. Jab step in, hands the ball off to Franz Wagner. He'll pass to Banchero. Banchero inside. His shot was altered by Lopez. But, yeah, nobody boxed out on Mo Wagner. Easy layup and putback. Free throws and second chance points. The big storyline for Orlando here tonight. Really beating the Bucks up there. They've got 11 second chance points now here in this first half. Here's a pull-up three, and Lopez stops the bleeding with a three-pointer from straight away. 47-35, 6:33 to go now here in the second quarter. Orlando with the basketball. Top of the arc, Banchero. He's defended by Cameron Payne. Hands the basketball off. Gets it to Franz Wagner. He's defended by Middleton now. Spinning on Middleton. Puts the shot up. That's altered by Lopez. Off the mark. Rebounded by Crowder. Lopez has played good defense, but it's been the problem. When they miss, they get those second chance points. Campaign on the other side knocks down a three-pointer, and with that, a timeout is used by Orlando. Coach Jamal Mosley has seen his team surrender five, make it six unanswered on a pair of three-pointers from Lopez, and now Campaign back to a nine-point game. 47-38 Magic out in front, 6:10 to go here in half number one on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Providing the largest cancer clinical trials treatment program in Wisconsin is more than a statistic. It means offering you more options. It means more hope. At the Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, people are the driving force behind providing the most advanced, most powerful cancer care available. We push further, learn more, and lead the way. That's how we do everything humanly possible for life without cancer. To find out how dedication fuels breakthrough cancer care, visit frater.com/cancer.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial? Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit NBA.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Dear basketball fans, want to drive a winner? Get in a Toyota and see how impressive they are. The RAV4 is a versatile playmaker built to get the crowd going. The Highlander is a slam dunk when it comes to space. And the Camry is a fast break of fun and reliability. Plus, these Toyotas come with available all-wheel drive, so you can drive the lane with power. Visit Toyota.com to learn more, or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Well, free throws and second chance points have been the story of this game so far, where the Orlando Magic have a 47-38 lead. They have scored 11 second chance points to none for the Bucks. They're also 12 of 15 from the line. Milwaukee just 4 of 7. Hey, Bucks fans, just like the Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. Magic with a basketball. After that timeout, Banchero put his head in, trying to drive around the corner, but could not get the corner, and so he passes it away where Anthony Black now has it. Around the Paolo Banchero screen, Bucks in a zone look here defensively, and we're going to have a three-second call against Brook Lopez, who was arguing he thought he'd gotten out. It's the trademark look of contempt from Brook Lopez when the whistle works against him. He's still arguing his case right now. Thought he got out. So Joe Ingles going to step to the free throw line. And he will rattle through the free throw to give Orlando a 10-point lead. The Magic have led by...